Hello, welcome to the podcast, the Motherhood Simplified podcast. This is your first podcast episode. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. My name is Crystal Lockwood. I'm the founder of Motherhood Simplified. I'm a mom of five, and I help moms like you declutter and simplify their lives. So today we are talking about the nightly reset. And when I first started Motherhood Simplified, I started sharing this thing that I do every night, which is like wrapping up the dishes, clearing off our counters, and basically just getting our house ready for the next day so that when we wake up in the morning, it's super easy, right? I'm not waking up to dishes in the sink. I'm not waking up to yesterday's to-do list. I'm basically getting a fresh, clean slate and making it enjoyable or more enjoyable to wake up early in the morning, right? As enjoyable as it can be. And I thought that, you know, I was like coming up with something new. I thought it was like this really novel idea. And I was, but turns out it's not new. It's not like a novel idea. A lot of people do this and teach it. And actually a lot of people grew up with families who did this, and that's great. And I just want to share that with you, because sometimes people are like, Krista's, she teaches the nightly reset. Like it's my thing. And it's not, it is a thing that I do. And it is a thing that I teach. And it's also a thing that a lot of other people do and teach. They might call it something else. They might actually even call it the same thing. I think it's a pretty normal name, right? It's a nightly reset. It just is self-explanatory. You're resetting your house at the night, so you call it the nightly reset. But that's great. It's great to know that other people do this and even call it the same thing, because it proves that it's valid and it proves that it works. So the nightly reset and how it helps me. And actually real quick, I want to tell you that if you are listening to this, I'm going to be doing a nightly reset challenge, and the description or the link to join that will be in the description, so that if you want to do that with us in about a week or so, you can do that with us live. And if you miss it because you're listening to this podcast at a later date, no worries, I will do it again. And if you click on that link, it will redirect you to a wait list so that you can get on the list for the next one. But here is how doing a nightly reset helps me. And then we're going to talk about the things that you can and should be doing at your nightly reset and what you should not be doing during your nightly reset. Okay. So the nightly reset, it really helps me wrap up my loose ends at the end of the day. I have five kids. We're a family of seven. There's a lot of things going on inside of our house, and it helps me just to kind of tie those up, to get the things done that maybe I forgot to. And you know how like when you go to bed at the end of the day and you're just thinking about everything that you didn't get done, you're thinking about like dishes in the sink, you're thinking about like those piles of stuff, you're thinking about, did I do something with that paper? The nightly reset helps with this, because you're going through and doing those things, and it, not all of the things, but some of the things. Okay. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but it also sets my next day up for success. So you know how we just talked about, you go to bed overwhelmed by everything that you didn't get done and you have to do the next day. If you go to bed like that, you wake up the same way. Like, oh my gosh, there is so much to do. I just woke up. It's frustrating. It's inconvenient. It slows you down, and it's just not a great way to start your day. Now, doing the nightly reset has also been very helpful in me creating other routines that support my life, both by becoming more of a person who can stick to habits and routines, which is not my natural state of being, right? Like giving myself evidence of like, I've been doing this every night. Like that is a routine that I'm doing on purpose. But it also gives me firsthand evidence that routines and habits do actually work. Because I tend to be naturally resistant to routines. I'm like, I'm a free spirit. I want to do whatever I want whenever I want to do it. And I do that. But if I don't have the structure that gets the things in my life that need to be done, then I don't get to have that freedom, right? If I want to be able to just take my kids to the park because it's a really nice day and we don't want to miss the weather, if the dishes are behind and I don't have routines and habits to make sure that those things are done, it's going to be harder for me to do those things. And even if I do go choose to do those things that I want to do, I'm going to come back home to the chaos and the mess and the stress. And it's just, it's so much easier. And it gives me proof that routines and habits do have a time and a place in my life, and they do work. So if that's you, I hope that that's encouraging to hear. Now, what is the nightly reset? And How do you do it? So the nightly reset to me is doing the things that have to get done and will make your life easier. Doing the things like the dishes, those have to be done. It just is what it is. Eventually they're going to have to be done, right? You can leave them in the sink for as long as you want, but eventually they're going to have to get done. Same thing with laundry, same thing with picking up toys off of the floor and putting them back where they go. Same with the drop zone in your house, right? Those papers and random little toys and things that your kids put on the countertop or wherever your drop zone is. It's doing those things and doing those things that will make your life easier, because you shouldn't be, you know, doing a deep clean of your entire house, right? So for me, it's always the dishes, right? Wrapping up the loose end dishes that got thrown into the sink from snacks or leftover from dinner, picking up the floor, having everybody put their things back where they go if it's on the floor, and clearing our drop zone. Now, ideally, the nightly reset at most takes us 15 to 20 minutes to do as a family. Most of the time, it's probably like 10 to 15 minutes. Some days that are particularly busy, it might be 20 to 25 minutes. But really, it's not meant to be a time to like scrub the toilets and clean the shower and do a deep clean and mop, right? I will sweep, but I won't do like any mopping unless it's like a spot mop because somebody dropped their drink, you know? And getting into the routine of doing a nightly reset is a really good way to gauge if you need to declutter, because I can tell that it's time for us to start paring down things that we have when our nightly reset is taking too long consistently, right? If we have like a week in a row of like the nightly reset being 20, 25 minutes, we likely need to go through our toys and get rid of some of the toys, because that's usually what takes the most time. In our house right now, based on the season of life that we're in. But it is a good way to gauge if you need to declutter. If you are spending your nightly reset just going through clutter piles and shifting clutter piles, that's a good sign that you need to declutter. If you are trying to do your nightly reset and you are too overwhelmed and distracted by all of the stuff and you just don't know what to do, and it doesn't seem like finishing up the dishes or picking up the floor are a good use of your time during the nightly reset, then you likely need to declutter. And if all of this is sounding confusing and overwhelming to you, as far as like figuring out if you need to declutter or not, I highly encourage you to come join us for the Nightly Reset Challenge, because I will be giving a daily, first of all, daily accountability to get you into the routine and habit with reminders to actually do your nightly reset. But it's also going to be a space to brainstorm the areas of your home that need decluttered, the things that you should be doing for your home specifically that would make your nightly reset supportive of your life and your days, rather than just saying, I spend 20 minutes cleaning every night and I've got it done, but it doesn't actually feel like it's supporting your life and moving you forward and making things simpler and easier for you. We want your nightly reset to be something that's very obviously like, yes, this makes my life easier when I do it. And if I don't do it, my life feels a lot harder, which is how I feel when I don't do my nightly reset. Because if I don't do my nightly reset, I'm waking up in the morning and we have messes to clean up from yesterday. I have to start my day off by doing dishes, you know, waking up and just having that visual clutter that makes me in my brain feel like I'm waking up already behind, which just doesn't feel great. So I would love to have you in the Nightly Reset Challenge. When I do this Nightly Reset Challenge, I am having a guest expert come on, and her name is Christina Garrett. She is the founder of the Momathon, and she's actually teaching a bonus workshop on her four pillars of productivity as a mom. She's also a mom of five. She homeschools them all, and she teaches productivity for moms. That's a bonus workshop that you get. So I know you will love her and learn so much from her. I would love to have you in that challenge. Check the description for the link to join, and I will see you on next week's episode. Have a great week. Bye.